the driver said. As soon as Henry opened the door to the gallery, they heard the music and the voices of many people all talking at once. People gathered around to look at the artwork on the walls, more paintings of dots, while a trio of musicians played in one corner.
"Do you recognize the owners of the gallery?"
Henry asked Emilio. Emilio scanned the room.
"I've met Haroon and David once. I think I'll recognize them. Oh, yes, they are, talking to that older man in the gray suit."
He motioned to two very tall men with dark brown skin standing near a closed door that said office on it. The men both had their hair cut very short, and one had a short beard. The other didn't. They were dressed up, like all the other people in the gallery.
"It looks like we've arrived in the middle of an opening," Emilio said.
"What's that?"
Benny asked.
"It's when a gallery shows off an artist's work," Jesse explained. "They have a party the first day of the show. Let's go talk to the owners."
As the Aldens made their way through the people, Jesse had the strangest feeling that the man in the gray suit with the gallery owners was someone they knew. His back was turned to them, so she couldn't see his face, but there was something familiar about the way he stood.
"David! Haroon!" Emilio called out to them.
The man in the gray suit turned at the sound of Emilio's voice.
"Mr. Carter, what are you doing here?"
Henry said. The Aldens had met John Carter on one of their mystery cases when Mr. Carter was working for the FBI. Later, Mr. Carter had done some work for Grandfather and had helped the Aldens with some other mysteries. The Aldens remembered how he'd always been able to solve problems. Jesse remembered he had always been very kind and ready to smile. He wasn't smiling now. Henry introduced Emilio to him, and in turn, Emilio introduced the Aldens to David and Haroon. Mr. Carter said,
"Mrs. Silverton asked me to come to Kenya. A valuable wood carving was stolen from the National Museum of Kenya. Tricia Silverton was seen looking on it at security camera footage before it went missing. The police think that she stole it. Mrs. Silverton wants me to look into the case."
"I can't believe it," Violet cried.
"Me either,"
Jesse said.
"From what we know about Tricia, she wouldn't steal anything, especially not art. She spends her time returning stolen art."
"That's what we've been telling Mr. Carter."
"But," David said.
"Didn't you have a theft from your own gallery?"
Mr. Carter asked.
"I saw the police report."
Haroon frowned.
"Yes, but that was the day before Tricia arrived. She couldn't have had anything to do with that. She would never steal from us."
"Why would a thief steal your art? It isn't old,"
Benny said.
David and Haroon both smiled.
"Art doesn't have to be old to be valuable,"
David explained.
"Art made last year can be valuable, too. It depends on the artist and how well that person can make art that means something to those who look at it."
As more people came into the gallery, the noise grew louder.
"Let's step into our office so we don't have to shout,"
Haroon said. Once inside, Haroon shut the door.
"Can I ask why you and your young friends are here?"
he said to Emilio.
"We are trying to locate Tricia,"
Emilio replied.
"She hasn't been in touch with her sister for several days."
"That's odd,"
David said, "though Tricia was acting a bit oddly while she was here. Not like she was planning on stealing anything, though."
"Odd how?"
Mr. Carter asked.
"She was in a hurry and wouldn't say why, talking about things like mysteries and passwords and such."
David and Haroon looked at each other and then back at the Aldens as if they were expecting one of them to say something. Jesse realized what they were waiting for.
"We like owls,"
she blurted out.
"Do you? I mean, are you friends of owls?"
Both Haroon and David relaxed.
"Yes, we like owls too,"
Haroon said.
"Tricia told us to wait for someone to say that, but we didn't expect it to be four young persons. So that means you are the ones to hear the riddle. Let's see if I can remember it all. It goes like this. Some called me king of this place. Was I? That I will not say. Though much of its history is yet to be uncovered, the stones stand while the sun rises and sets. Find when the king's treasures were discovered, and that will reveal one of them to you. But all kings in the end trade diamond and gold."